to when you are FM 103.7. Do you know how much money we lose in Australia to scammers every year? Somewhere in the loss of $300 million. That is a lot of cash to go out the window. There is a workshop all about current scamming going on at Cessnock Library, and the Promotions and Programming Manager there, Susan Davey, joins us this morning. Good morning, Susan. You've tracked me down. I have a library book from 1991 when I was in high school. Is that why you're calling me today?
Well, we'll let you off the hook on your library book, Mark. Good morning, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Look, the scammers, they're out everywhere. And before we get into the workshop, what are some of the tricks of their trade that they use to con us out of our confidence and then our money?
Well, scammers will call you, or you may have an approach on the email. But how it usually, the main trick of the trade is it usually starts with a story to convince you to believe a lie. And so there's red flags around scams. If something comes to you and it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And also, if you're dealing with any uninvited contact, whether it's a knock at the door or an email or a phone call, people need to just bring it to the front of their mind that it could in fact be a scam.
At the end of the day, if a bank or an institution's contacting you via email asking you for your private information, it's a pretty good chance that it's somebody wanting your money.
Exactly. They're going to try and get you to give them personal information, their passwords, credit card numbers, bank account details. They're going to use it potentially to steal your money and also your identity. There's a current one going around saying, you know, I'm the tax office, pay your outstanding tax debts with iTunes gift cards. Well, that's probably a scam, but in the moment when they put the pressure on you and, you know, it's dinner time and you've picked up the phone and, you know, most people are courteous on the phone, they pressure you and people have fallen for it when on any other day of the week they wouldn't do. They know to phone you at a pressure time, exert pressure, and people will fall for it.
And in that particular example, Susan, they only need a few people that have a legitimate tax debt, and this time of the year would be the time they would be calling those in to think, oh, yeah, well, maybe this is for me. Look, the scams have evolved. They get tricky and they get more complex as we go along, which is what the workshop will take a look at. What can we expect from the workshop on Friday?
So at the workshop, which is Paula Saunders from Newcastle Fair Trading, and these guys are great. This is a brilliant seminar. It's friendly and relaxed, but Paula will step through what the current scams are and also just teach you those red flags and coping strategies to identify a scam, what to do, how to report it. And the scams aren't just potentially, you know, stealing money from you. They're upsetting and they traumatise people that are at home getting phone calls or high-pressure door knockers, etc. So she'll give you some coping strategies, and there's a cuppa and a biscuit. If you're experiencing something currently, or if you're concerned about something that a choice you may have made, don't be embarrassed. Come along. You know, Paula's come out of her office in Newcastle and she'll be in Cessnock. If you need to have a confidential chat with her, you've got her ear at the seminar as well. So we allow time for that as well at the end.
It is the Be Scam Aware Workshop, 10:30 start, only for a couple of hours at Cessnock Library on Friday. And I might even bring back that overdue library book, Susan. What sort of fine you reckon I'll get on a 25-year-old book?
I'm going to have to get my calculator out and work on that.
All of a sudden, I'm not coming. But look, if that does interest you, it'll be a great couple of hours, very informative, and Susan will be there at the library. Thank you for your time for joining us this morning, Susan.
Okay, cheers, Mark. Thanks for your interest.
From the Promotions and Programming Department at Cessnock Library on that Be Scam Aware workshop happening at 10:30 on Friday. That's Susan Davey joining us at 2NURFM 103.7.